Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL No Huddle times two coming up in just a couple of minutes, about 45 minutes of NFL talk. We'll get back into what happened yesterday with the Falcons and the Chargers on the phone lines at 12:40. The phone lines will be open. Falcons fans, you can call in and sound off, and I imagine you have some opinions based on the way things have been going. So we'll talk to you in about 40 minutes on that one. And I haven't really done it yet because there's been so much to talk about, but hopefully everybody had a great holiday weekend.
Yeah, man.
Have a nice Thanksgiving at the McMichael household.
Awesome, dude. Good. Just all me, the kids, mama, dad. It was just a small crowd. Had a really good time, man. It was all good over there and everything like that. Then, you know, because Georgia played Friday, got a chance to hang out with them on Saturday, went over to Truist, the Battery, watched the lighting of the tree and everything. So that was real cool. Except it was cold as hell out there, but I actually went inside. I was like, y'all here. But I got to see my main man, M.O., which is great. He's still a master of ceremony. Love that dude. Love to get to see him.
I saw Mark yesterday, too.
Yeah.
At church.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Mark's here.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I had to, like I said, go to a funeral. My best friend, Corey's father, passed away, so I had to go to the funeral yesterday up in Putnam County. Morgan County and everything like that. So, obviously, that was a thing. But it's so long as I've been in the church, boy, and it's felt like, I know it was a eulogy, but it sounded like he was talking to me, dog. I was like, damn. Sitting on that pew, hot. That pew was heating up under me, Andy. Like, yeah, man, you need to bring your ass back to church. You know what I mean? But it was fine. It was fine and everything. But it's always one thing when you go to church. And you go to them churches, right? That's church, Andy. They go to church.
Yeah, different than the one we go to, probably.
Yeah, church. And they start singing them songs. You'd be like, damn, what is that? And so you don't want to be the guy like moving his mouth knowing I don't know the damn words. So,
oh, that's me every
Sunday. Yeah, so I just let him sing a song. But it's always it was Sister Gloria. It was Sister Gloria in our church. They'd be singing louder than everybody. Like, she's the soprano. But she sings the whole song in soprano while everybody's just humming and hymning.
Yeah, we don't need the falsetto the whole time.
Yeah, Sister Gloria was falsetto the whole damn time. Like,
we get it.
Yeah, we get it.
You're the loud one.
You can sing.
We got it.
We got it. All right.
So at ours, normally for that part, they have, there's like TVs. They have like nice TVs up there with the words. So
oh,
like,
okay.
Oh, thank God, because I don't, right. You know. They took them down because they got Christmas trees up now.
Right.
So I was like, well, I mean, I guess I'll just hum.
Yeah, man.
Because I don't know. I mean,
just come as you are.
And they got the book, but yeah. You know,
just come as you are.
You got to flip through and find the page. Yeah, man. And who's doing all that?
Just come as you are.
Man. I do.
That's all that matters. I do. Man. That's I all do. That matters. You can't sing, but just don't be Seuss the Glove. I'm like, damn, right? Like, you really, really out here trying to find you a contract.
Right, it's American Idol. Yeah, every Sunday morning.
You think Kurt Franklin up in here signing folks. Kurt got a hit mic in there. Love
it. It really is a. It's like really a chance to show off if you want to.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. We'll get to all the fun games in a minute. Let's start with the Falcons. I apologize, but we're going to do it. Here's Kirk Cousins after the game talking about where the blame starts.
Yeah, I thought they made a couple nice plays, but obviously also feel like we made it a lot easier on them. And when I say we, I mean I got to play better. Kind of goes without saying, but was disappointed in the game I put together, and it hurts right now.
You were god awful, and we like to always say, you know, now and it's so true in a lot of team sports. It really is. Like one player, we did win a football game. But you lost the game.
Yeah, it wasn't one play.
It was just bad. It was the worst game I've ever seen him play.
Yep.
And the reason it was so bad, obviously the turnovers, but how the turnovers were. And it was just like, so, like, again, I would never, ever sit up here and confuse with saying that you know, being back there at the quarterback position, and more likely, I'm sitting on TV, you're watching. He's out there playing the position and everything. And the Chargers did some different things, but still, it just looked like it shouldn't have, the ball shouldn't have been thrown. The pick six, I don't know where he was throwing the ball because none of them were open. Now, Kyle was coming open on the corner route, you know, and Moody had a little out route, and there was a little hook, but I don't know where he was going. The one that Ray caught, I don't know what the DB saw, but that was a pick six. The end zone, you talked about it. What the hell was that? Like, when you toss a ball like that, it's usually to get over somebody's head
because
there's a guy behind him.
Yep.
There was four damn charges right there.
Well, and then when they asked him about it after the game, he was like, well, I just, you know, Drake's really good at going up and winning.
Drake was nowhere near that ball.
Yeah.
Drake was nowhere near that ball. Now, Drake targeted 16 times. He's running this inside. He's playing more of the inside slot, where I was always assumed that's where Kyle would be, but I'm just under the assumption where Kyle can only go straight. Kyle can run straight post corners. Because that's all he did in Florida. Yep. Or drag route. Because that's all he ran in Florida. So maybe that's maybe they need to use him more like that. Because the getting cute on the damn third down with the speed sweep. Why? Why are we running a speed sweep? And why are we running any kind of screen route? And Ray Ray McCloud is not catching it. Let him catch it. I'm fine with him catching it.
Oh, yeah. Let Ray Ray get out in space.
I'm fine with him catching it.
But when he has to pick up the block. To spring the play.
Yes.
Then it's probably
it's
not going to work.
It's not going to work. Yeah. Having him come inside and lead block on run plays, it's not going to work. You're not confusing people, all right? Put your big people in there to do big people stuff, all right?
Yeah, man.
Put your big people in there to do big people stuff, all right? I mean, you're not tricking nobody, you know what I mean? But, yeah, overall, the game plan, it ran the hell out of football. Bijan was tough, ran hard, made people miss, all those different things. But your quarterback stunk. And your play caller sometimes got cute at the wrong time.
Yeah, and that's right. There was individual instances of Zach Robinson play calling that are questionable for sure. How about overall?
Overall, it was
solid.
It was solid.
They had a good game plan. Bijan was fantastic. Just give the ball to Bijan seemed to be most of the game plan. And then, unfortunately, Kirk Cousins kept turning the ball over. And you get in the red zone, you didn't come away with points
Because I'm trying
repeatedly.
To think, how many of those interceptions was he pressured?
Oh, God. One of them. The first one.
Okay.
The first one. Because, like, he did kind of hitch a little bit. Like, maybe he wasn't going to throw it or he had to readjust or whatever. And the third one, he had to step up through the pressure.
Yeah.
But by the time he threw it, he wasn't pressured.
Just take them yards.
Just take
and
the
slide.
Yards. Take the yards.
Five.
Just take 5 yards and get down. It's not the end of the world. You're in field goal range. You're right there. Here's the kind of the big picture takeaway for me right now, just sort of assessing 12 games. You've lost three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You're 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
Your division lead is evaporated. I understand you have the tiebreaker, but in order for a tiebreaker to matter, it's got to be tied.
Yes.
And right now it is.
Right.
But the way things are trending, doesn't look like it's going to be tied all that long. And it was December 1st yesterday, and we're talking about benching the quarterback. No. Like, that's a disaster.
Yes.
The whole reason that things were supposed to be better this year is because you paid a quarterback who knew what he was doing to come in here and clean up the stuff that you had quarterbacks who didn't know what they were doing.
Correct.
Like, and it's December, and we're talking about what the hell's the quarterback doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. No, it's awful.
It's awful. Like, and the thing about it is, this is my opinion. I don't know that. In my opinion, he's on a week-to-week basis right now. And if he doesn't, if this don't improve after this Sunday in Minnesota, Michael needs to start.
We thought we were going to have an interesting quarterback matchup when we went to Vegas. We didn't think it was going to be that interesting.
Yeah. Okay. But like, I'm just speaking. This is my thought process. This ain't nothing to do with that. They need to do this. This is how I'm viewing it.
Yeah, if he plays another game like that where he's just not a winning player,
and he
then
rarely,
you have
he
to put the other guy in.
He rarely plays games like that, though. But at the same time, this whole month, has he ever had a month like this? Now, you think about where he is as far as age and all that other stuff, blah, blah, blah. A lot of folks, I mean, that's just my thought. Just looking at it. Now, I ain't going to say Michael Penix is going to come light the world on fire because Michael Penix is a goddamn rookie
that
ain't played all year.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
That ain't played all year.
Yep.
And so I don't know how that's going to go. But, I mean, they know better not do up there because they see him every day in practice. But, yeah, if your quarterback can play this again, that'll be changing.
I don't know. I don't know. I get where your thought process is on that. How far down the list of reasons not to do it is that he's got $100 million guaranteed?
That's the number one reason.
Oh, I hope it's not the number one reason. I hope the number one reason is that he's the best quarterback.
Well, I mean,
like the other reasons have to be.
Because the thing about it is we don't.
But it's up there.
We don't know what Michael Penix is.
We don't. We don't.
You know, we don't know what he is. And that's my only thing I base things off of when I talk, especially about a rookie quarterback coming in. And replacing, not because he got hurt, but because of performance. because that does not happen in the NFL. When you have a franchise quarterback, and Kirk Cousins is being paid like a franchise quarterback,
right. it's a unique situation because he's not. I mean, he is kind of, but he was a free agent signing, and whatever. Like, he's the franchise quarterback by, like, paycheck.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. But that's enough for the NFL. You know that.
Yeah, but, you know, you can also play bad enough for that not to be enough, too. At some point, I would think.
There would have to be, right?
It would have to be. Huh? There would have to be a certain point. Like, but again, I don't know. Deshaun Watson got hurt. He didn't get benched.
Nope.
And he was playing worse than Kirk.
Worse than Kirk is.
That can't be the number one reason. The number one reason has to be he gives you a better chance to win.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I mean, Ross said he's bailed us out plenty of times. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But my process, Randy, I ain't up in the building. This is just my thought.
No, I know, and that's why I'm asking
you
this.
They probably have a completely opposite view of what I just said.
Maybe.
That's how I view it.
Maybe.
Like,
but I don't know that. Like, I don't know what their view is. They said all the right things.
Hold on.
But I also don't understand, like, I don't know if coming into the season was like, look, he's playing unless he's hurt, period.
Think about it, Andy. How many situations ever have teams been in, like the Falcons? You go out to get a high-priced quarterback, and then you draft another quarterback in the first round.
It never happens.
That you go out and get one. Now, you might have one on the roster who's up there in age and stuff like that, but you don't go out and sign
a guy. You don't pay $100 million.
That much.
And draft a guy in the top 10.
Yeah, because you can say, well, the Vikings did it with Sam Darnold. I'm talking about you give a man that. Sam Darnold ain't making franchise money. Kirk Cousins is making franchise money.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I keep saying it.
And then there's been the only similarity is teams that already had a guy and drafted a guy. But the Falcons aren't
either. They're not that.
That's why this is such a unique situation where it's like he is the franchise quarterback, but he's also not.
Right.
Like, he didn't play here last year.
He did not.
You know what I mean?
He did not.
If he keeps playing like this, he's not going to play here next year. So it's like, are you the franchise quarterback?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I'm a one week at a time try to be that guy because you drive yourself crazy when you're sitting there. Well, we play this team. Oh, the offseason. I ain't worried about the offseason right now. This team is supposed to be better than they are.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's supposed to be better than they are because of their quarterback.
That also was off a bye.
Off a bye.
That's the way they played off a bye.
Chargers played Monday night.
Yeah, they were on a short week.
They had to fly cross country.
They were on a short week. You were off a bye through four interceptions. Like, yeah, I don't know. Not good. We'll come back and get to the rest of the NFL after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting the phone lines open for Falcons fans. Talk through what happened yesterday against the Chargers. You know, the Chargers obviously keep finding ways to win. We don't have to,
Right.
Yesterday was what it was. They play like a cold weather team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know they play in L.A., but like Jim Harbaugh, just the way he plays is like they play like it's 22 degrees outside and a frozen
tundra. That's his formula.
Yeah, it's his formula.
That's his formula.
Yeah.
How the hell do you keep hiring Greg Roman as your offensive coordinator? That's what you want to do. That's what Greg does.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened in Baltimore. And then,
they had to move on.
They had to move on. Yeah. So, yeah. It eventually have to move on. Eventually,
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to have to trust Justin Herbert.
They're ahead.
In his talent.
They're ahead of schedule in terms of wins and losses and all of that.
They
he wants to build a defense.
They still got work.
And once they get to really where they want to be personnel, because their receiving core, McConkey's having a great year.
Yes.
But when they build out the rest of the receiving core, you're probably going to want to have an offensive play caller that can get those guys involved. But they're 8-4. So
that's all that matters.
Say what you want to say about them. They're 8-4.
That's
all right. Let's get to some of the other games from over the very long weekend. I don't have a ton to say about any of the games on Thanksgiving other than, call a timeout.
Yeah.
Matt Eberflus.
Damn, dog.
They fired him.
My thing is this.
Right.
Why y'all send him up there? Y'all should have postponed the media availability and go ahead and fired. Y'all should have fired him after the game, basically.
It's crazy.
You should have fired him after the game.
He talked to the media about what happened at the end and was like, I think we did it right.
He should have fired him
before
the game. Now, I hate to say I'm happy for some, but I am, because I love Thomas Brown. That's my man.
Right.
And so I'm happy he getting the opportunity. I know nobody wants to get a head coaching job like this, but I'm happy that he got an opportunity to go and see what he can do.
Yeah, maybe, get some momentum going a little bit in the other direction and show something to some future teams.
Yeah.
But, it's going to be a clean house in Chicago, obviously.
Yeah.
They got good players.
Yeah.
I think they have good players. The Cowboys and Giants game was terrible. And the Packers defense is legit.
Yeah,
man.
They can play, dog.
That's a really good defense that the Green Bay Packers have.
Yeah, and Miami still can't play in the cold. Not wanting to, like, I'm hard-headed about it. Just play better. But they look cold.
You can't look cold.
You know what I'm saying?
They look like, Tony Gonzalez.
You look cold.
You know Tony Gonzalez on the Amazon broadcast just looks like an icicle?
That was my only thing. I was like, damn, y'all look cold.
Talk yourself into it for 3 hours and then be cold after.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like, damn, y'all look cold.
The Chiefs won in the most Chiefs way possible.
Oh, God.
Again.
This has got to be either on the sideline or a quick throw. They snapped it. O'Connell wasn't ready. The ball's on the turf, and the Chiefs have the football.
There's a flag down.
Please be a false start. Otherwise, this game is over.
Illegal shift on the offense. The penalties decline. The Chiefs did recover the backwards pass and take over first down.
Unbelievable.
Only the Chiefs.
Only the Chiefs and only the damn Raiders.
Only
the,
yeah.
Only the Raiders.
The
Come
perfect
on, man.
Marriage of
the
a play
perfect
like
Raider play.
Yep.
But yeah, the Chiefs, hey, they just find ways, dude. They keep finding ways. And as long as they got that guy, I'm going to always and keep giving the benefit of the doubt. Because they're getting healthy. They're getting Pacheco back and everything. But I'm going to give him. I'm going to give 15 the benefit of the doubt.
If it was any other team, we'd be treating. Like, remember the Vikings a couple years ago?
Yes.
We were like,
no,
don't buy it.
Yep.
Don't buy it. And then they lost to Daniel Jones in the first round of the playoffs.
Yes.
By the way, Brock Bowers, 10 catches, 140
Baller.
Touchdowns.
You see that one kick?
Doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
That one hand grab?
God, he's good.
He's so damn
good. So good. But it's. I know he's not going to win the rookie of the year because you got to be a quarterback or a running back.
He's in the conversation.
Put him in the conversation.
He is at least third behind the two quarterbacks.
Definitely.
At least.
You definitely got to give him some love in that conversation.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear Russell Wilson just absolutely bawling on Sunday.
Quick snap and a throw out to Pickens at the 20-yard line. Makes the grab. Heads up the sideline. Eludes a tackler and waltzes it for the score and boots the ball up into the crowd.
He don't like money.
Nah.
Because he shams so bad. He throw it away every week.
Yeah, George Pickens.
Yeah, he going to get fired for that.
Love that and the other thing.
And the gun thing.
And the other thing.
Why don't you like money? Now, it's hard not. I love George. Obviously, dog, everything like that. But this dude, and Mike said it, he's got to grow up. But if he hasn't grown up now, when?
That's the thing. Because we're not talking about a rookie.
Yeah. I mean, you do the same. And it's just dumb. Like, why?
Yep.
And that's what, you know, and I love Mike T. Mike Tomlin, he can coddle him or whatever he tries to do with George and everything, but George got to grow up, man.
It feels like Mike Tomlin is, if anybody's going to get him to, like Tomlin's the guy. But again, he's only been there, and Tomlin's been the coach the whole time, and he's still doing that kind of stuff.
It's
so,
like, damn, homie.
Anyway, Russell Wilson threw for 414 yards.
He was awesome.
People do that against the Bengals, I will
they're
say.
They're awful.
I do feel bad for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and the guys on offense that score like 35 points a game and then lose.
Yeah.
In their eight losses, they've averaged – allowing 33 points.
That is
and that's crazy.
And I love Lou. I love Lou.
Yeah, he's going to have to probably.
This dude was the hottest coordinator 2 years ago.
Yeah. Now, I will say, 2 years ago, they had much better personnel.
Yes, they did.
They had much better personnel on that defense in Cincinnati. Some of them are here in Atlanta. Some of them are other places.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, that's 44 points to a team that just likes to keep it on the ground.
Yep.
Like, the Falcons held them without a touchdown when they played.
Russell threw a 400 of them things.
Russ's playing good.
He is.
Playing very good.
Oh, okay. Real quick, because college football and Porto. Arkansas coach Sam Pittman will return.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the upset of the season.
Yeah.
We thought Sam was going to get fired
We thought Sam was going to get fired in September.
We were talking about Petrino and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good for them.
They've had a nice – I mean, kind of nice. They've had some nice wins this year. I can't say like the whole season was nice, but they've had some nice wins this year. What else? The Colts beat the Patriots because the Patriots tried a 68-yard field goal at the end of the game to win it.
But
now they probably weren't going to hit the Hail Mary either, but it's a lot to ask of a guy outside in New England in December.
Dude, what a freaking drive. 19 plays, 5-minute drive to go win the game, and then Shane said, all right, I got a 250-pound quarterback.
Tackle him. Yeah. Good luck.
He's played well, man. He still throws some of that other stuff that you're like, what the hell, boy?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you see the talent bump.
At least he's making up for it.
At least he's making up for it and everything like that. But, yeah, 18-play drive to win the game? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Love to see Anthony Richardson bounce back from the benching the way that he has.
Yes.
Seahawks found a way to win again. Aaron Rodgers stinks. The Jets stink. They might bench him.
That game stunk. How the hell? How many Seattle turnovers on special teams and – The Jets are up. Aaron Rodgers feeling himself, everything like that. Pick six by Big Cat.
Yep.
Sack by Big Cat. I mean, he was outstanding, and the Jets are just a disaster. And they bench him so what? He deserves it.
That'd be kind of great.
It'd be funny. Because
the only problem is Tyrod's going to win a game for you.
Yeah, and Woody hates him. It seems like Woody Johnson, the owner, hates him, which I hard for me to believe.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
His family hates him.
Yeah, but no, it's a disaster up there, and they got to clean out.
Yeah.
They got to clean out. But he seems like the type of guy, if they bench him, he leaves.
Oh, like at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Like Mariota did?
Yeah.
Did he come up with like a knee injury and just leave town?
Yeah. It seemed like kind of bad.
Remember that a couple years ago when he just didn't come back?
And then we didn't know until the quarterback show.
Why isn't he really just quit the team.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, remember the quarterback show?
Huh.
Like, oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, nice knowing you, I suppose. We'll always have that one interview with him at training camp. We'll always have that memory. Let's listen. Trevor Lawrence got absolutely destroyed. He's going to be okay, probably. Concussion. Player that hit him is going to get suspended, probably. Here's the way that it sounded.
There's no doubt that Trevor represents them well. And oh, my. That'll be Al Shire, who's flagged for the big hit on the slide. And that's going to start a little bit of a scrum afterwards as the Jaguars come in to protect their QB.
Oh, yeah. It would have took a long time for that game to restart if that was my damn quarterback.
Yeah. That's the brawl of the weekend that I agree with.
Yeah. You hit my quarterback. Now, it was a vicious hit.
It was.
But that play happens every week. A quarterback slides late. Now, the guy don't hit the quarterback as hard as he does, but he'll hit him and they'll throw the flag.
Or you jump over the top of him.
That happens every week. Now, they got to figure out something with this slide thing because this man's coming 100 miles an hour, Trevor. Yep. And Trevor's slowing down, sliding everything. Now, is he going to be suspended? Yes. Should he be suspended? Yeah. Is he going to be fine? Yeah. For the people who saw my band, go to hell.
Oh, no.
Go to hell.
No, they're not kicking him out of the league.
It was a vicious hit, and so that's why. But that play technically happens all the time. It's just not as vicious as that one.
Yeah, and they have to figure out a way to deal with it because then you also see guys missing tackles because they think the quarterback might be.
Yes.
It happens to Mahomes every Sunday
because
guys are afraid to hit him because he might be sliding. Yes. Maybe he's going out of bounds, whatever. You know, if you hit him even a hair late, you're going to get penalized.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you fix it. I don't know what you do. This is one of those unintended consequences of making football safe, quote unquote.
Yeah, but he blasted him.
That
was vicious.
He hit him very hard.
Yeah, we've been fighting.
Oh, yeah, we've been fighting. You had to fight.
After
that.
You gave him a quarterback.
There was a lot of dumb brawls in college football on Saturday over flag planting.
USC, the Notre Dame lineman punched a dude in the face?
He did punch him in his helmet.
What the hell happened to this weekend? Did the turkey get something in him?
That's a great question.
Were we eating like turkey with some different type of testosterone in it?
Made
us open. That made not us.
What's Butterball been doing to the turkey?
I don't know. But they
put HGH in there?
These dudes were just fighting.
They were.
And it's still always counterproductive to be punching when a dude has a helmet on.
I've always thought so. Because your hand doesn't have a helmet on.
No.
But his face does. So all you really did was punch a helmet.
Yeah.
You didn't really punch the guy.
Yeah, man.
I don't get it. Anyway, what else? Saquon Barkley's ridiculous. The Eagles with a really nice win over the Ravens. And if you only see the final score, I mean, Ravens scored with like 2 seconds left to make it look like that. They pretty got well handled by the Eagles yesterday.
Eagles got out to the Ravens got off to a good start and everything. And then, the Eagles just put together drive after drive. Mm-hmm. Them damn Georgia boys.
Yeah.
Them Georgia boys and that young secondary for the Eagles. And Bond, where the hell did I get this dude from? The linebacker, he wasn't there last year. This dude is so good. And then you put up with N'Kobe. But Jalen Carter. Jordan Davis. Nolan Smith.
Yep.
Like.
N'Kobe.
I mean, they
took a little time.
It took some time. But they got it going and everything like that. And, the Eagles are.
And Baltimore's got a serious question to ask about Justin Tucker, too. They're going to be in close games in the playoffs.
Yep.
That's a team that has the talent to go to the Super Bowl. You don't want to cost yourself playoff games because of, allegiance to legacy.
Yep.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it anymore.
And it's bad.
Yeah, he missed two field goals and an extra point yesterday, and they lost the game by 5. And again, that wasn't – the score was a little bit worse than it looked at the end, but anyway – the Bucks won a tight one against the Panthers, and I know people might look at that one too and be like, the Bucks are in overtime against the Panthers. Bryce Young played really well in that football game.
He did play well. Obviously, Baker gutted out because that was a nasty, and having somebody step on your back of your leg like that, but that third down run was so big. And it was nobody over there. So he didn't have to avoid too many things. He just had to get to a specific spot on the field. But yeah, gutsy win by them. So he threw a touchdown pass. He caught a touchdown pass.
According to fantasy, okay. Josh Allen gets both a touchdown pass and reception for that lateral that he caught and got to the pylon. He gets a receiving touchdown, but not a reception, and a passing touchdown.
All on one play,
and the yardage that accompanies it.
And I know this is a surprise for people out there that this happened to. If you lost
Lots
on that
of
play,
out there.
I'd be furious.
This would be on Sunday night.
That's BS. You can't have a receiving touchdown and not a reception.
How can there be? I don't know.
Curious as to how that was scored that way, also, but. I guess because since it was
you imagine
lateral,
you lost your match, and this we're coming down
so when
to
guys
it.
Start tossing the ball over the
there's people in big money leagues that are going to miss the playoffs because of that.
Yep.
Technically, Amari Cooper gets the reception. He lateraled it. So
and then obviously the biggest blow yesterday, Christian McCaffrey looked like he's going to be done for the year, man.
Yeah,
just got back too.
If you saw,
just got back.
He gets the handoff and he's running around the corner and he just goes down.
Yeah,
he just took a knee and was like, "Oh, something happened."
Yeah, so they're saying one of the L's. But yeah, that team
MCL PCL
one to L.
Liz Frank.
They are they. You know what? And I think Andy, we said this 2 weeks ago. Like, are we sure? Like, they're so beat up right now. The 49ers. They just. I don't think they got it.
Nope.
No.
That was it. They got a 3% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Though they're not going to make it. Are the Falcons going to make it? For the first time in a long time, they have a lower percentage chance than the Bucs do. They still lead the division on a tiebreaker, but in order for a tiebreaker to matter, the division's got to be tied. It is right now. We'll get the phone lines open coming up next, 404-726-0929 for Falcons fans. Obviously, yesterday was bad. The last three games have been bad. Floor's yours. Say what you want to say. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hell yeah, Bo. In my mind.
Yeah. There you go. Get your mind right a little bit on a Monday morning what the hell happened yesterday. You can still have a good Monday. You know what I mean? Don't let Kirk Cousins' 4 interceptions control your emotions like that.
What does?
I know it does. I know it does.
Right, because I know we got full fools on, so I want to get to everybody. But the snatching of the chain, when we talked about Tuesday, about the Kirko chain, and the meme with T.I., it's red.
Oh,
Lord have mercy.
That chain has been snatched. You don't get to have, yeah.
Yeah. No.
And to be fair, and I'm not trying to say anybody's right or anybody's wrong, but I don't think you've heard anybody from 11 to 2 calling anybody Kirko Chains.
No.
Kirk Cousins. That is that man's name.
I refuse to do that.
That is that man's name. And yesterday he did not play particularly well. In fact, he played terrible.
Awful.
Phone lines are open.
Are you one of them, Mr. Woman?
No. Nope. All right. Full phone lines, like Randy said. Talk. Just floors open, Falcons fans. Sound off. Let us know where you're at. Xavier is in Gwinnett. Xavier.
Hey, fellas, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's going on?
All right. So last week I called in talking about Terry and his drafting. Mm-hmm. So I would like to put comparisons as far as what Jim did. The first thing Jim did when he came in is let Keenan Allen go, coming off one of his best years of his career, let Mike Williams go. He was a little banged up. And let Austin Eckler go, and he drafted a tackle in the first round with the understanding that he can fill out his skill positions anywhere. But the important parts are in the trenches and his quarterback. And, of course, pass rush. And I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to get benched, not this year, probably not next year either, because I feel like if you do that, Terry and Raheem have to admit they made a mistake to Arthur. And I don't think neither one of them are in a position to admit that.
All right, Xavier. I appreciate it. Now, look, I mean, there's no question about the way the Chargers went about things once Jim Harbaugh got there.
Because
the two pass catchers were gone. They found a way to figure it out with the guys on the defensive line, and they drafted offensive line.
Yeah, because that's his style.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. This is not this style.
It's a good style.
It's a great style.
Smart style.
That's not what the style they want to hear.
Tried and true throughout all eras of football. Look, I don't know what all that has to, but I don't know about admitting your mistake, whatever. Like, you can't stubborn your way into getting fired.
No.
Like, They also signed a quarterback and drafted a guy. So at a certain point, you got the other guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't draft him to be stubborn forever. Now, I don't know how long that takes. You were saying if it were you, if he had another game like that this coming week, you got to go to the guy after that. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that. I don't think that's what they'll do. Right. Like, I just, they paid him $100 million. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they're riding, like he said about Koo a couple weeks ago. And that's another conversation.
Yeah.
You got to think about that. Yeah. They're going to ride him until the wheels fall off. Yes. The wheels damn near fell off yesterday.
Yeah, because I know they brought a kicker up and everything, promoted a kicker or whatever. He was inactive. But most of the time when organizations go through that, especially with a kicker, that usually means the kicker can't kick.
Yeah.
You don't let him fight through it as a damn kicker if his hip is messed up.
Yeah.
If something on the lower part of his body is hurt.
Yeah, we're not talking about a running back.
No.
Like who gets to gut it out.
Yeah.
Like if your hip hurts and you're a kicker and you're already struggling, we go to the next guy.
Yeah.
Like, and this is what, 35-yarder to start the game yesterday. Like, so I don't know. Obviously his struggles were vastly overshadowed by the struggles of the quarterback. Chris is in Riverdale. Hey, Chris.
Hey guys, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, man, the Falcons are like my golf game. The offense is my driver. The defense are my wedges, and the special teams is my putter. And the driver just was—we were spraying that thing all over the place.
Yeah.
My wedges were
OB
good
yesterday a lot.
Yeah, and then my wedges were great. But then I can't make a putt with my kicker. So, man, I don't know what to say, man. We just got to go back to the chalkboard and try to get it back together. I tell you one thing, Kirk Cousins looked like he was lost out there as far as decision-making. Mm-hmm. And I would like to hear Randy tell me about what the secondary was doing to confuse him.
Well, I mean,
Thank you, Chris.
They were shifting. If you look at it, like, I don't know what the reads were for him. But like in the Chargers, they play a lot of dime and everything like that. You know, a lot of DBs and they be in different spots, and usually it's all centered around where Derwin James is and stuff like that. So sometimes it looked like they were in quarters when they were in two, and sometimes it looked like two and they were in quarters. And I thought that was the biggest thing. But like, he's played a lot of football. That's my only thing with it, is that he's played so much football, and that's the troubling thing about it, was they were bad ass interceptions, like. Desmond Ridder interceptions.
Yes, yeah.
That's how bad it was.
Young quarterback interceptions.
And it should have been six.
In week 13, right, coming off a bye.
Yep.
So it's not like the Chargers did anything yesterday they haven't done, right?
Well,
like, it's on tape. They had 2 weeks to get ready for it, and he's making decisions that you would expect a young quarterback to make. And, well, I mean, I guess give him credit for all that. If you think disguised coverages are a problem, just wait and see what the Vikings do.
Yeah, dog.
Because the Vikings are going to try to be as creative and confusing as anybody, especially in their pass rush, when the Falcons play them on Sunday. Now, you can get after their secondary a little bit, but you got to protect the quarterback.
You got to protect the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because Flo loves to send one more than you can block.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
one more than you can block.
Again, it's a really troubling performance yesterday from Kirk Cousins. Brad is in Peachtree City. Hey, Brad.
Hey guys, I just had a quick question. I saw this next gen stats. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it. It says that Kirk Cousins has become the first quarterback in next gen stats era to not throw a pass over 36 miles per hour in a game.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So that is extremely concerning, because that just means that maybe his arm is giving out on a
Did
suit?
It say never, ever, or this season?
Ever.
Oh.
Kirk Cousins has become the first quarterback in the next-gen stats era to not throw a pass over 36 miles per hour
in a game.
With minimum 20
attempts.
Okay,
I got you. Okay, appreciate it.
Look, his arm looked... It looked bad.
He never had a big arm, though.
Yeah.
Let's think about it.
But he's done it before.
But he's done it before.
Right? Like, and so has everyone else, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what that's a kind of seems like a random number, like 36.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know. But again, obviously, that's the line he's talking about. No one's ever been below that before. Kirk threw the ball a whole bunch of times yesterday, and I guess they were all slower than that.
Oh, okay. That's not my wheelhouse right there.
Yeah, your wheelhouse, though, is looking at how a quarterback looks and analyzing
it.
And his arm didn't look good yesterday.
No, it did not.
And there was a couple of those throws, especially that final pick. He tried to throw it with everything that he had.
But Derwin was going to...
It didn't get there.
Derwin would have picked Pat Mahomes right there.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, Derwin's sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
He's
waiting
for you to throw. He baited you to throw that play.
But you go back and look at it. He, like, I don't know, he didn't crow hop into it like a center fielder, but he put everything he had into it.
But that's what, I know people have asked me before, why does he always, since he's always been a quarterback, makes that face when he throws the ball. He's always
made it. He grunts when he does
it. Yeah, he's always made it.
Yeah. No, he's never had a huge arm.
Yeah, but that, I don't do
normal.
The next gen stat stuff, but yeah, it's not. Yeah, some of the balls are fluttering.
Yeah. Not a lot of zip. Not a lot of zip on the throws yesterday. D is in Atlanta. Hey, D.
Hey, what's going on, Andy Rainey? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Yesterday, man, you know, the defense turned into sack Atlanta. We were finally able to get some pressure on the quarterback. We were able to get out the field on third down, and then the offense just didn't show up at all. I was confused that, you know, the first third and one, we used Kurt and got the first down with his legs. The second and the third and one, we want to go east and west instead of going north and south, and we're getting 3-4 yards to carry. So I'm just confused at this point, man. I don't know.
I'm not a
believer. Kurt has to prove himself. At this point, you know, 4 interceptions, I don't expect the rookie quarterback to make those bad throws. But it was just all horrible yesterday.
Yeah.
And he and Koo, again, is the reason, you know, one of the main reasons that we lost that game. And it was horrible.
Yeah,
and
no doubt.
Now Tampa Bay, we're tied again. And, again, that schedule is a little easier than ours. And we're going to have to fight. To win this division and get in the playoffs.
You're damn right.
Yeah, thank you, D.
Damn right.
That was interesting early in the game. I think they were 2 for their first 2 on third downs, and they used Kirk's legs to pick up a planned quarterback sneak on a third and short, and then they went 0 for their next 9 on third down, like, and on a couple of those, real cute.
Yeah, it got cute on them. And and we can. I just, my thing with the whole thing with Kirk is just the non, like, what am I trying to say? Because it didn't seem like the defense didn't do anything special to make those interceptions.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing special about the interceptions that the guys caught.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, throw it to them. Mm-hmm. And that was my only thing. Just throw it to them. I was like, I mean, the pressure there, the pressure was what it was. Like I said, the other interception, they brought a guy off there. The guy dropped out, and Kirk missed. He didn't see him, but luckily he played defensive line, so he dropped it. But, yeah, that was my thing. I don't think the San Diego – Los Angeles Chargers didn't do anything as far as over the moon to make these plays. Like, he threw the ball to him. Mm-hmm. Like, I
don't know either. The other thing, you know, as the season has gone on, and we're 12 games into it now, a couple games in, there was the concern of, man, is he just hurt? Like, does he just, no, and then he played better from that. It's like, no, he was just rusty and he was playing better. And then over the last month,
this ain't rust.
It's not rust.
No, it's not.
But it's also, I don't think he's not hurt.
No,
like he's not injured.
I don't think there's anything physically wrong with Kirk.
No,
I don't think there's anything physically wrong with him. He's playing bad, and it sucks because this is the reason why this team was supposed to win, and especially when, because you're gonna get a bone every now and then from the defense, like you got yesterday, because you're gonna play offenses like the Chargers,
sure,
whatever. They were outstanding. Outside of a couple plays, the lad that eventually didn't hurt you. I mean, it put it in field goal range, but it didn't kill you. You had everything you needed to win a football game against a team.
Well, even the biggest play lad made, they popped it loose late. Like,
they recovered it.
They got the ball out of lad's hand.
He need to get – I know they don't eat a lot in L.A. He might be going to the vegan places out there in L.A. He need to take his ass Roscoe's. Laddie put some meat on him, man.
Laddie's a vegan?
Because he gonna be, as much as he gonna be getting hit because of where he plays at.
He gets hurt like 3 times a game.
Yeah, he better go to Roscoe's.
No, you're right though. The most frustrating thing is Kirk was supposed to be the reason why you're winning games like yesterday, and why you're winning the division, and why you're going to the playoffs. He was the reason you lost the game yesterday, and you finally get a great performance from the defense. Bijan was good. Obviously, Drake London was fantastic. You can't win games where you do 4 interceptions. You're just not going to win those games. I don't know what the fix is. We got another quarterback over there, but I don't know if they're going to do that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Final hour on a Monday coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.